Some distinctions, distinctions, distinctions between good and bad are hardwired, hardwired, hardwired into our biology. Infants enter the world permanent ready to respond to pain as bad and to sweet up to a point as good. In many stimulations, however, the boundary, boundary, boundary between good and bad is a reference point that changes over time and depends on the immediate circumstances. Imagine that you are out in the country on a cold night, inadequately, 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 dressed for the pouring rain, your clothes soaked. A stinging cold wind completes your misery. As you wander around, you find a large rock that provides some shelter from the fury of the elements. The biologist Michael Cabanac would call the experience of that moment intensely pleasurable because its functions, as pleasure normally does, to indicate, indicate, indicate the direction of a biologically significant improvement of circumstances. The pleasant relief, relief, relief will not last very long, of course, and you will soon be shivering behind the rock again, driven by your renewed suffering to seek better shelter. Number one, a permanent, permanent, permanent emotional adjustment, adjustment, adjustment to circumstantial, circumstantial, circumstantial demands. Number two, enhancing, enhancing, enhancing self-consciousness, self-consciousness, self-consciousness through physical suffering. Number three, a biologically significant improvement of circumstances. Number four, judging desirable and undesirable conditions impartially, impartially, impartially. Number five, a mentally predetermined, predetermined, predetermined inclination, inclination, inclination for emotional stability, stability, stability.